Get Up with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9.
Ah, another day done and dusted. It's a Tuesday. We're approaching the midweek.
Yeah, it's like the hump day eve. It's what you could start calling.
You know you're
Tuesday.
Counting down the week if you're counting down the eves to the midweek.
I used to work with a friend that on Monday, as soon as Monday was finished for the work day, they go, great, 4-day week left. And then on Tuesday, end of day, 3-day week. How good.
Something tells me she didn't like her job.
Well, because you know how whenever you have a long weekend and you always celebrate, oh, how good's a 4-day week? Mm. Every day was a 4-day week and then a 3-day week and then a 2-day week and then a 1-day week.
Ignoring the fact that she's worked the entire week.
Finally got to the weekend.
I mean, I admire that mindset.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to do what you got to do to get through the work week sometimes. But
exactly.
We've been helping people get through it here on the show.
Their grief as well.
Yeah, because Holden are stopping production here on our shores. They're going to stop making cars that are actually applicable for Aussie roads.
Yeah, there's like, obviously they stopped making them locally a few years ago, but now they're not making any Holdens anymore, ever.
Full stop.
Yeah, it's devastating.
Yeah, so we reminisced on our Holden memories on 13, 12, 16.
Yes, also you needed my help in seeing what this is, because you weren't sure if you were in the right or if it was right or wrong for this checkout person that you saw at Woolies the other day.
Yeah, I witnessed something that they did and I thought, oh, that's a bit crazy. But then hearing your side of it, I'm like, okay, maybe they were onto something.
Yeah. I believe they were. I think everything's fine there. Throwback Throwdown. It was drinking songs this week.
Yeah, to celebrate National Drink Wine Day, which is the 18th of February today, depending on when you listen to this podcast. But we just decided, oh, let's just do drinking songs. Have a bit of fun. You chose Chumbawamba.
Yeah, Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping.
I chose Pitbull's Fireball. Which one came out on top, you'll find out soon.
You needed my help a lot in this show. You needed my help to see if you were right in order to buy a bed off of Spread the Word, off of Facebook Marketplace, I should say.
Well, to be fair, I did ask you, but then I wanted to get actual adult opinions. Mm-hmm. So we've been put it out there for other people to weigh in on 13, 12, 16, whether they'd buy a bed secondhand off of Facebook. Yeah. Sounds a bit sus. Did the people of Orange and the Central West think it was, though?
Yeah, you'll hear in the catch-up. It's all in there. Thank you so much for downloading. We will see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:25. We do it thanks to the Orange City Centre.
I am on the campaign trail, Mike. I have been announced in the Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer lineup, and from now until the 6th of June when the show goes down, I am raising money for the Cancer Council.
Yes, you're in full fundraising mode.
I am, and I've been given some boxes that I've done up that I can pop around at places around Orange. There's one at Bill's Beans in East Orange already.
Oh, okay, nice. So like little donation buckets and stuff.
Yeah,
nice.
There's going to be one here in Gateway Crescent at the reception. I'm going to pop one in the F45 on Paisley Street later today.
Of course.
Yeah, but later on this week I get one of those links to an online donation page.
Yes, of course.
Which will be super handy, of course, but I think I need to be very careful with that link.
What do you mean?
Because there has been a blunder when it comes to a website link on the Royal Family's website that I do not want to replicate. Oh, no. When you are fundraising for a charity, you don't want to accidentally be sending people to the wrong place. And that is what has happened with the Royal Family.
How do you stuff that up?
Well, they have put up a link to a website which should be for fundraising for one of Harry's big charities that he supports. Unfortunately, that link sends people through to an adult website.
Oh, no.
Not a charity website.
Oh, no.
So instead of clicking through and thinking, I'm doing a good thing for the world, you are confronted by images.
Two adults doing good things to each other.
Yes, exactly right. Oh, and like, wouldn't you just have the shock of your life?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Especially if you're like a royalist and you're like a little old lady who's been following the Queen for her entire life and, there's a charity on the website, I should definitely donate. What is this? Oh, well, it's not known whether the website URL is wrong or the link that they have accidentally linked is wrong.
Right.
But, oh, my God, I have just had the biggest... I'm so nervous about my charity website link now. I'm so, so nervous.
Well, just double check those little, you know, uppercase, lowercase letters because you just never know.
Yeah, just like that extra little letter in there. Mm. Or even, do you remember when Susan Boyle did her album launch party?
Oh, Susan Boyle.
And she did that hashtag. And when you put the words all together without any spaces or grammar, it says something that is unintentionally very wrong.
I remember back in the day, kind of closer to what yours happened, Casey Donovan, when she was doing Australian Idol, she linked to her site, caseydonovan.com.au, but unfortunately they forgot the .au. The .com went to an adult website.
No! So this happens regularly.
It actually does, but it's really bad that it's happened to the Royals.
I am so nervous for the link that I'll post on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page.
You're going to try it like 8 times before you officially...
100% I will. And I think everyone else should click on it as well. Mm. You never know where you might end up.
Just don't do it at work. You never know.
Yeah.
The Chainsmokers on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:42. We do it thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
I need your help to decide whether I should deep dive into what I feel is a pretty grown-up thing.
Mm.
So I mentioned to you about maybe a week or so ago that I need a new bed.
Yes, absolutely you do.
Actually, I've been mentioning it to you for about 6 months.
Yes.
That it's not really terrible, but just maybe I should consider...
It's a broken frame.
Okay, the ensemble is severely cracked and it droops in the middle, yes. And the mattress looks like it maybe cost $50.
Yes, so buy a bed.
Okay, great. All right, so you're on board with me getting a new bed.
Yes.
But the thing is, I don't necessarily have the money to go out and buy a brand new bed. Obviously, if you want to get a good bed, they can cost upwards of $1,000, right?
I mean,
the frame, the mattress, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Because I'm not just going to go buy something for Kmart when you sleep on it every single day.
No, you got to invest it because you spend a good portion of your life on that thing.
Yeah.
So it might as well invest the money in it.
That's what people say about mattresses, yeah. Mm. So I just don't want to spend the whole money, but I don't want to completely cheap out. So I turned to Spread the Word in Orange because there's stuff for sale on there all the time. And I wasn't actively seeking out a mattress, but I happened to scroll past one.
Mm-hmm.
And last week I showed you the pictures and you said yourself, it looks pretty all right.
It looks fine, I guess, from the pictures. And it's always hard to go off pictures, but it looks fine.
Well,
it's
a Sleepmaker bed and it looked like it was in new condition. So over the weekend I went and checked it out.
Okay.
And it looks great.
Okay.
Like, it is soft. The top of it is still, like, perfect, as if it was straight out of the shop.
Yeah.
And it's only $250 for this almost new mattress and the bed frame.
I mean, it does sound like a good deal.
So you think that I should buy a bed off of Spread the Word in Orange?
Again, is when you phrase it like that, I'm always way more hesitant. Way more hesitant.
Why?
To do that. It's... You don't want to cast aspersion on the buyer, on the seller, I should say.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's a used mattress, yes?
Yes. It's relatively new. Like, it looks like it's in good condition. They've looked after it well. But yes, it has been slept on.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that I'm sure a lot of people would have problems with, or a roadblock for a few people.
Why?
Because people have slept on it.
I know, but, like, when you think about it, you even said to me yourself last week, like, people, when they go in and go to any of the shops, they lie on them. They've already laid on the bed.
Okay, yeah, but there's also probably 80 of those out back, and they just get one out of the plastic and everything and get
a freshie.
Back to you. Yeah, freshie.
But it's $250. Like, what a bargain.
I know it's a bargain.
I couldn't even get just a bed frame for $250, let alone the bed frame and the mattress all in one.
So that's $250 with the bed frame
the
included.
The whole shebang.
So really that mattress is only like $150 or something.
Tops, yeah.
God, that is a good deal.
It's a great bargain,
it
right?
It is a good deal, but I'm still...
Okay, well, we're practically children. Maybe we need some adults to weigh in on whether or not this is a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I have to call my mum whenever I need anything. I just have to ask her just to double check before I do anything dumb.
Well, Elaine could be sleeping right now, yes. So let's instead throw it out to the phone lines on 13 12 16. Is it a good idea to buy a bed off of Spread the Word in Orange? Would you buy a bed off of Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, give us a call, 13 at 12 16. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 6.52.
I want to know whether or not it's wise to buy a bed off of Spread the Word in Orange.
This is one of those adult things that I have not completely mastered yet. It's one of those things where I'm on the fence of, like, is it okay? Or is it one of those things that we are, it's actually not okay and you just need to be told that?
That's the thing, because I've always had secondhand mattresses and never thought twice about it. The first one I had was secondhand from my sister.
Yeah.
The one when I first moved here, I bought for $50 off of the chick that lived in my room before me.
Oh, God, so you're used to living on a slept-on mattress.
Exactly. So
maybe
I
this isn't a big deal for you.
Well, I didn't think twice about it until we put it out there to the Hit 105.9 family. People commenting on the Facebook page are not in favour of buying a bed off of Spread the Word in Orange.
Yeah.
Got Louise. She said it's actually illegal to sell a used mattress. That's why charity shops don't accept them. So I guess illegal in a selling situation in a shop, frowned upon on Facebook.
I'd say so, yeah.
We do have Sam saying that she bought a frame off of Facebook and an almost new mattress, but it was still wrapped in plastic, and that's why she felt okay about it.
Okay, if it was still in plastic, yeah, you got to be thinking more that's been not been slept on.
Yeah, mine was not wrapped in plastic, the one I've got my eye on, unfortunately. And Amanda said, frame yes, mattress hell no.
Okay, we're getting a theme here.
Hey, Daniel has said probably not, but hey, we do sleep on mattresses in motels, etc., without thinking about it.
But also at the same time, I don't want to put an ultraviolet light in a hotel room. So
no, that's fair.
Yeah, we do have Louise on 13 at 12 16. Would you buy a bed off of Spread the Word Orange?
Absolutely not. That is the most disgusting thing.
Why?
Oh, that was a strong reaction. I love that.
What's wrong with it?
People's, like, skin cells, fluids, everything soak into a mattress. Oh. It's just the one. It's one of the. It's like buying secondhand underwear. You just can't buy a secondhand bed.
But, like, I mean, would you buy a lounge off of Facebook Marketplace?
You can, because you can get a lounge professionally cleaned, or you can put a cover over it. But for the bed, like, you can buy the bed frame, but you can't buy the mattress. That's so gross. Also, the springs could probably all be wrecked.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point as well.
Oh, Louise is talking about fluids and springs
being
wrecked.
Yeah, the fluids
wrecked.
Was what
this
really
is making
got me.
Me feel a little bit hesitant about it, but thank you for weighing in, Louise. You have scored a voucher to Duntry League.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Visitors and community members are always welcome at Duntry League.
So what's the end result?
Well, the overwhelming consensus is don't buy a mattress off of Spread the Word in Orange. But it's $250 for the whole thing, the mattress, the frame, all of it combined.
But what are you going to do now with that information?
I'm going to buy a mattress topper and still get the $250 bed. I didn't think that this many people would be so against it. I thought surely some people would be on my side. How gross can it be? What's the worst that can happen?
You don't want me to answer that. But what I would say is invest in a mattress topper, maybe two, just in case. You can never be too sure.
Just wrap it in plastic.
That's another joke for another time. But two.
Okay.
Casting.
So crazy right now.
Drums. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Rewind it back.
Oh. It's old school with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9.
Consulting the calendar of crazy days today, you will see that it is National Drink Wine Day.
It is. And I mean, considering we are here in Orange, one of the best wine regions in the country, we need to celebrate that. And we're doing so in Throwback Throwdown.
Yeah, because we've picked songs that maybe reference drinking or that you might drink along to. Mm-hmm. Just drinking songs, we're calling them.
Exactly. We each choose a song and we put it up to, against each other to see which song will be the victor. Let's reveal our song choices now. I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, I'll go first.
Well, go for it, mate.
Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping.
I get no doubt.
Well, I've gone with Pitbull's Fireball.
Fireball.
Wow.
It's currently on an old El Paso app, and every time
it
comes
on,
I'm like, yeah. It just gets you pumped up.
I've totally didn't realise it was on that El Paso ad.
Yeah, so there's some good songs. There's some good songs, but we each have 30 seconds on the clock to pitch why you should vote for ours on 13, 12, 16.
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
I think I went first last week, so I think you can go first this time.
Okay, ready to roll.
Yeah, take it away.
Well, I picked Fireball because other than wine, it's my drink of choice. If you see me at Washington & Co. or at Chesterfield in the Knob, chances are I'm drinking Fireball. It all started Christmas 2018. I was hanging out with Tom's family for the day and his younger brother had bought a bottle. When it came time to break it out, we decided it was only appropriate to put on Pitbull, the unofficial anthem of the spirit, and follow Pity's directions when it came to knocking him back. And hence a tradition was born. Now, whenever a bottle comes out and those first guitar chords play, we know, start dancing, hold out your hand, you're about to receive 30 mils of goodness. It's the ultimate drinking song. Vote for it right now.
Wow. Oh, that was a lot to get in there, but you did good.
Thank you. It's just, it's very close to my heart, that song.
Clearly.
As you can tell.
So, clearly.
You know,
all right.
Now, have to go winning bat for it.
I get 30 seconds as well, so I'm going to take that away. Chumbawamba Sub Something from 97. This is it. This is the one. The drinking song. If someone says, name a drinking song, odds are they'll say Tub Thumping. The best thing is, this song doesn't discriminate. You could like a whiskey drink, a vodka drink, a lager drink, or even a cider drink. It all works with Tub Thumping. It's a bit early for a proper drink, so just grab whatever coffee order you fancy and raise your travel mugs to Tub Thumping and vote for it in Throwback Throwdown this week. Tub Thumping, absolutely the winner this week.
Well, it's very early on in the piece to be already claiming that it's won, but okay.
Let's be real here. Let's be real here.
Mine is a little more niche. You've got to enjoy Fireball, maybe, to enjoy the song.
A lot of people may like the old El Paso ad as well.
Let's find out. It is now up to you. You can call through on 13 12 16 to vote for your favourite song. Or you can head to the Hit 105.9 Facebook page or the Instagram story.
Absolutely. Your choices this morning. I get knocked down. Tub Thumping or
Fireball.
I love it.
I'm in the mood for Mexican food. But yes, get your votes in. 13 at 12, 16. The winning song will play after 7:30.
Check it out. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
We're celebrating National Drink Wine Day with drinking songs for Throwback Throwdown.
Because, of course, we are.
Well, we like to throw back when we throw down.
There it is. We don't drink on the show, it's fine.
No. Unfortunately, legally, we're not allowed to.
Imagine the show if we did.
But, I mean, it is National Drink Wine Day, so we'll probably go home and partake in a glass later this evening.
Absolutely.
Which is why we picked these songs to get you prepared for that.
Absolutely. So my song this week was Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping. I get knocked down.
Well, I went with Pitbull's Fireball.
Fireball.
Again, now since you said it was on the old El Paso ad, all I can think of is just like, I want a taco.
Right? Tacos and cinnamon-flavoured whiskey. Oh, my mouth is salivating just thinking about it right now. What a song.
We do have Ben on 13, 12, 16. Ben, which song are you going to go with this week?
Definitely would have to say Mike this week. Very close, but Mike's got it.
Oh, very close. I see. Honestly, Ben, I thought this was a runaway success for me, if I'm being honest.
Well, Ben, do you like Old El Paso?
A little bit, but it's just more like Mike's. You can drink anything.
Yeah, true. Like I said, whiskey drink, a cider drink, vodka drink, lager drink, whatever.
Nah, if you're onto the Fireballs, you don't need any other beverages in your life, let me tell you. But Ben, thank you so much for voting. We do really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, let's see if there's some more Fireball supporters coming through on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page. We do have Liana from the Tally Room joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Liana, how are the votes shaping up at the moment?
Well, Gia, you've got another one up your sleeve.
Yes.
Ooh. Tracy says, Gia, you nailed it. Pitbull for sure.
Thank you, Trace. I agree.
And Dave says, sorry, Gia, Mike's pick brings back lots of memories.
There we go. Or hazy memories, as it were.
I was going to say, you shouldn't be able to remember anything if you're knocking back a whiskey drink, a lager drink, a cider drink, a vodka drink.
That's a big night.
Right?
And there's lots of people just commenting your first names on there as well. So it's like they're getting in really quickly to say, Mike, Gia.
Yeah, they've got to be really quick on it.
That's right.
Count.
Well, the voting does come in thick and fast every time we play Throwback Throwdown. And unfortunately, if you haven't got your vote in yet, you only have 3 minutes left to do so.
Yeah, so is it going to be Tub Thumping? Is it going to be Fireball? You need to make a decision because the winning song will play in 3 minutes' time. Get those votes in. It's brand new from Justin Bieber and Quavo. It's called Intentions on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia.
Check it out. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
This is the most nerve-wracking time of the week. It's results time.
That's right. Mike and I have picked two of our favourite old school songs. They have gone head-to-head. Mm-hmm. And the winner, the one with the most votes, gets played in full. This week, we chose drinking songs.
Yes, it was Tub Thumping versus Pitbull's Fireball.
Yeah, to celebrate National Drink Wine Day, just PSA for anyone that was thinking of partaking in a glass today, you have an excuse.
Exactly. I don't understand then why you've gone with Fireball, but anyway.
Because it's the drink that I drink after I've drunk the wine, the Fireball. Yeah.
It's when you've let loose and you let your hair down a little bit.
Precisely.
Well, we do have Liana from the tally room in the studio with us right now. Liana, do you have an official result?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, let's close the votes. The votes are now closed. No more that come through will count. Liana, are you ready to give us the result?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Orange is in favour with 67%.
67?
Mike?
Hey, yeah? Oh,
Yes, you're the winner.
I wasn't sure.
You were so confident, and then that little hesitation was fantastic. Damn it.
The winner of Throwback Throwdown, Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping, Hit 105.9. Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia, thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
At the start of this year, pretty sadly, a local 21-year-old named Michael Brennan was involved in a pretty serious dirt bike incident. Mm-hmm. Now, he is still recovering from his injuries in Westmead Hospital, which obviously is a pretty expensive situation.
Yes.
And there is a fundraiser being organised by his stepdad, Rod, to try to help out with this. And Rod joins us on the line right now to tell us all about it. Good morning, Rod.
Morning, guys.
Good now, morning.
For anyone who doesn't know, Rod, what actually happened to Michael?
He was out on the Saturday afternoon with a couple of mates and unfortunately had an accident off his dirt bike. Don't know the full particulars of it, but yeah, his mates were there with him. Luckily, they basically saved his life and called Triple O, ambulances turned up, then the helicopter turned up and it was straight to Westmead into ICU.
So what were the extent of Michael's injuries?
When he first got down there, they said that he had a bad brain trauma. He had swelling and bruising of the brain. He had a collapsed lung and a fracture to the skull.
Wow. I mean, as a step-parent, as a parent in general, that must have been a pretty tough call to get, considering you weren't there with him. For his friends or the hospital to have to call you, it must have been pretty tough to wrap your head around.
Yeah, well, his dad, Ben, actually rang me. Yeah, and that was a pretty hard phone call to take. Yeah, so as soon as we're able to, we're straight down there to him.
And how's Michael doing at the moment? Obviously, this happened towards the start of the year. How's the recovery coming along?
Yeah, I got a phone call from Ben last night, and Michael's actually had a few little things go his way, and he's looking a little bit better. It's like far from being out of the woods, but they've moved him out of ICU into high dependency now.
Oh, great news.
Yeah, so little things. He's starting to open his eyes, move his lips, his arms and that. He's trying to communicate. But yeah, we're far from the end.
That's right. And obviously, along the way, this is all incurring medical costs, which is an unexpected kind of financial situation to be in. So you guys are planning a fundraiser. What have you got planned?
We are. So on Saturday the 29th of February and Sunday the 1st of March, it's going to be held at the Farmers Arms Hotel in Bathurst out on Vale Road. Now on the Saturday, we have a bike ride, so road bikes. People who want to ride, it's a $10 donation per bike to join us. All funds going directly to Michael.
So there's bike rides happening across Saturday, and then on Sunday there's a bike, car and four-wheel drive show happening from 9 a.m. Now, both of those days at the Farmers Arms Hotel, there's going to be barbecues, raffles and auctions. And on Saturday night, the Bootleggers Band is going to be playing too. Now, all the funds that I received from this fundraising weekend will go towards Michael and his recovery. Yep. If you want to get behind it or want to go along, check out the Facebook event page, Ride Day and Bike Car Show for Michael. You can just search that one on Facebook. It should pop up. Rod, thank you so much for joining us.
Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, thanks to the Orange City Centre. It's 8:23.
I need your opinion as someone who has previously worked on a checkout as to whether what I witnessed at the Woolies on Anson Street yesterday is normal.
Okay, sure.
So what happened was, look, I think we all have a process when loading our shopping onto the little conveyor belts.
Uh-huh.
And for me, that goes... put all the cold stuff together, put all the fruit and veggies together, put all of the packaging, random other stuff together.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Right? What happened yesterday? I'll set the scene for you. I pulled my trolley up to the conveyor belt. There was someone who'd already filled the majority of it, so I'm slowly filling from the end, holding with one arm the things that are sort of launching precariously off the edge. And the woman in front of me must not have clumped her groceries in specific categories, or at least not to the standard of the cashier. Because you know how sometimes they'll scan something and put it to the side if it's, say, eggs.
If it doesn't fit,
And they go, oh, that needs to be on top. They just put it to the side.
Yep.
This cashier went to the trouble of not just putting things to the side, but of actively standing and reaching over the conveyor belt to grab the individual items that he thought would group together best in bags.
You know what? I understand why you think that might be weird, but I do get it because I...
Really?
Of course I do. You know why? Because the person who would put their stuff on the conveyor belt has not done it in the right way. And because checkout staff are the ones who brunt the most of, like, if a customer's angry.
Okay.
So if they just pack it as what they've loaded up, they'll then probably get abused for saying, oh, you crushed my eggs, or why is this in that bag or whatever.
Why is the bread no longer square?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. When they've stacked it on the conveyor belt wrong. So he's probably trying to avoid that by packing what he sees as right. For example, cold stuff. If cold stuff is all scattered on the conveyor belt everywhere, he's finding all the cold stuff to put in the bag so he doesn't have to put cold stuff in every single bag.
But, like, to go to the extreme of fully, like, reaching down the whole conveyor belt to grab each individual cold thing, like, it caused such a kerfuffle because here I am with my tiny little inch of space on the edge and I've literally chock-a-blocked everything and I'm having to hold it with an arm.
Yeah.
Only for him, because he was picking individual items, the conveyor belt was not moving forward as he was loading these products.
It's all about trying to maintain the pleasantness of the customer when you're checkout staff. So he is probably trying to avoid that by having him pack the groceries correctly. Right. So maybe as a way to teach the person who packed to stack the... stack the groceries wrong on the conveyor belt. Like, hey, this is where you want to put all this sort of stuff. You want to put all this stuff in the group, in one group, put that aside. Instead, he has to go through all of that because he might get abused otherwise.
Well, he wasn't, like, educating as he went.
No, well, no, you can't do that because then they'll just get uppity.
Okay, well, would you ever do anything that made it very clear to the person? Like, because for us, common sense-wise, we group those things together. But for some people, they go, let's just chuck it on the conveyor belt, get out of here, quick, smart. Mm. Have you ever done anything where it's been a bit of a, well, where's that other jar product up there at the end of the... Like, did you ever do anything like that to try to get
not
people...
Not as that forceful like you described it.
Oh, you don't go passag like
no,
that?
No, not at all. That being said, if they went passag at me, then you're sorry, mate, your eggs are getting broken.
This is such a confusing situation.
There's a lot of debate on the conveyor belt.
The checkout people are amazing people to have to deal with the minefield that is loading shopping onto
the cycle. Logical stuff you have to go through. It's insane. Harry Styles on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 8:42. We do it thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
There's been some very sad news over the last 24 hours, and that is that Holden will no longer be available after this year.
Yes.
The company's owner, General Motors, said it won't be making cars suitable for Aussie roads anymore.
Yep.
And as many as 800 jobs could be at risk because of this.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck, and it sucks because Holden is such an iconic brand.
Yeah.
It is Australian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many of us have got Holden memories, and I think it's only right to read a eulogy on the Holden's behalf. Now, Holden was an iconic to every Aussie it met. May it rest in peace. It was sturdy. It was reliable. It was there.
Mm.
With its passing comes an empty hole in our lives. We'll no longer be captivated by the Captiva or awestruck by the Astra. What will we do now? The Commodore is no more. What will we beep beep now the Barina's been laid to bed? There's been an outpouring of grief since the announcement of Holden's passing. Even Australia's most powerful people have laid their tributes. Our PM had some very strong feelings to vent at the wake.
I'm disappointed, but not surprised. But I am angry, like I think many Australians would be.
Ah, anger, the third stage of grief. It's okay, ScoMo. We're all just working our way towards acceptance at this point. I think Holden will be most missed, however, by Ford. They may have had a rocky relationship to start, but good banter is integral to the strongest relationships. And now that the back and forth is gone, I think we all need to support Ford through this. I mean, we really have no choice but to back them at this stage now.
We really don't.
So, you will be missed, Holden. Gone, but never forgotten.
It's just... And you're right.
Oh.
It does suck because I think everyone has a memory of Holden. Early memories as well. Mm. Like, I remember... My family used to have a Holden, a 1986 Holden Gemini.
And that car, 86.
86.
That's 8 years older than I am. Wow.
And I was learning in a different car, and then my parents came and picked me up from work. And told me, okay, you're going to drive the Gemini home. And little did I know when I was driving in that car that that car did not have power steering.
Oh.
Every single turn was, I earned that turn.
Yeah, you will learn by doing it manually.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I think everyone has some kind of memory of a Holden, whether it be the first car that you drove, whether it be the first car you owned. My first car was a little blue Barina.
Aww.
She was a cutie. Yeah. We would love to hear your Holden memories on 13, 12, 16. If you'd like to air them on 13, 12, 16, confess your grief.
If you have a tribute,
open ears.
13, 12, 16, let us know your Holden memories. David Guetta, Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 8:52.
I remember hearing that song at R&B Fridays in 2017, I think it was.
Yeah, Kelly Rowland was on that one.
She nailed it. The memories.
Mm.
We're also sharing Holden memories right now on 13, 12, 16.
It is bittersweet this morning. Actually, just more bitter, actually.
Because they have announced that the Holden brand will disappear at the end of 2020.
Yeah.
Because the company's owner, General Motors, are no longer making cars suitable for Aussie roads.
Exactly. Yeah, they're focusing on, you know, the American market and so forth over there.
So you've shared your memory, your first car that you kind of drove by yourself as a learner.
Yeah, drove at home from work. It didn't have power steering, but that was part of its charm.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a beep beep Barina as the first car.
My parents still have a cruise. For what reason, I do not know.
I think we all have some kind of Holden memory.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had Steph call through on 13, 12, 16. How are you doing this morning, Steph?
Good. How are you?
Good. I thought you'd be devastated with the news of Holden.
I am.
Yeah. Do you have a fond Holden memory?
I have grown up rebuilding Holdens my whole life with my father as we raced them for motor racing.
Oh, wow.
I literally 12 months ago rolled my little Holden Barina, and I've just purchased my first Holden Colorado, so it's pretty heartbreaking.
Oh, it's very heartbreaking. It is great news that they have announced that they'll be continuing some stuff on to, you know, keep your warranty and all those things in action for at least 10 years. But are there any final words that you would like to say for Holden as we lay it to peace?
Just that I'm going to miss the classics and everything. Just going to be fond memories from now on.
Fond memories for them all, except for maybe the cruise, but everything else, fond memories.
Yes.
Well, I know that it's tough. It's a bitter pill to swallow knowing that the Holden is gone from our lives, but hey, just because you've called in, we want to give you and your dad a voucher to Duntry League to go and have a bit of a commiseration on us.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome. Of course, visitors and community members are always welcome at Duntry League.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.